It's Casey on the radio. The Health and Happiness Show, brought to you by Hudson Valley Hospital Center. A better place to get better.
Hi, it's Casey. Rise and shine. That's the phrase of the day. Rise is a brand new tool from Sunil Gupta. It's a diet app that gives you a real live human nutritionist and motivator to engage with. And all you have to do is take a picture of your meals and text them in. Listen for your chance to get big savings on Rise. And The Road to Shine is a new book from Lori Gardner. Harvard educated, she walked away from a big career that was dragging her down, and she went on a vision quest to find her true self. Now she has some tips for the rest of us. That's coming up. First, whether or not you made a New Year's resolution to get fit, everyone can use a little help when it comes to staying healthy and eating right. And Rise is a new tool that can help you do just that. Sunil Gupta, this is very handy.
Yeah, we're trying to solve a problem here and help people. You know, it's New Year's, and obviously there's lots of people out there that have New Year's resolutions. You know, 50% of us, around 50% of us probably have some kind of resolution right now. And by the end of the year, less than 10% of us will still have that resolution. We'll still have kept it. And we're trying to help people, and particularly with health. You know, the average dieter, anybody who's trying to, you know, change their health, is going to try four times in a given year and fail. That's just the statistic here in the United States. Four times in a given year, you will try and you will fail. Either you'll not, you know, lose the weight, or you'll lose the weight and gain it back. And it's frustrating. It's frustrating for so many people. And we want to be helpful at Rise. And the way we want to be helpful is by, instead of trying to force fit you into a diet program, we want to give you somebody who can build a program around you, around your conditions, around your lifestyle, around your goals. And this person is your personal coach, your private nutrition coach, your Rise coach. And the problem that we have found in the past is that type of attention is just super expensive. But with Rise, what we have done is we've taken, you know, mobile technology, iPhone technology, and brought that cost down from about $300 to $500 a month down to, you know, about in the range of $1 a day.
Wow.
And that's the goal for us, is to make this something that everyone can afford. And, you know, we've been at it for you know, over a year now. We've had thousands of people join Rise, tens of thousands of people join Rise and really help them in a significant way. So, you know, we just want to continue going from here.
Oh, this is fabulous. Rise.us is the website for the nutritionist in your pocket for the new year. Sunil Gupta is our guest. Now, a lot of us have diet and weight loss apps. How is this different? You're actually matching us with a real human?
Yeah, this is a real human being. So think of it as, you know, if you've used you know, services like Uber, you know, the mobile phone app is really just your way of connecting with a real human being. Same thing here at Rise. It's a real human being. This is a real human expert. And we only choose the best. So our experts are people who have coached people that you've read about in Us Weekly and in People Magazine, Fortune 500 executives. They coach the best, the people who actually can, you know, afford their time. So again, our mission was, how do we take these same people? We don't want lower quality here. We want the same exact quality that coach the people who can actually afford it, but bring those same exact people down to an affordable price point. And with Rise, we feel like we've done that.
And we're going to pass some savings on to our listeners in just a little bit. Sunil, why do you call it Rise? Because I want my weight to decline.
Yeah, it's funny. You know, I get asked that question a lot. I mean, you know, for us, you know, the purpose of weight loss, or the purpose of trying to, you know, change your body for the better, you know, isn't necessarily, I think, you know, losing the weight is really just a means to feeling better. And, you know, for us, you know, Rise is about, you know, having more confidence. It's about feeling better, feeling more energy. And so, you know, we really want, you know, you to leave our experience feeling that way, not necessarily just having lost, you know, 10 pounds. So the idea behind it is that when you're on Rise, you're going to leave with a new set of habits. You're going to leave with more confidence. You're going to leave with more energy. You're almost going to have your own sort of blueprint customized to you about how to not only sort of stay in the condition you're in, but also how to help other people around you, live better. And that to us represents an emotion that's just different than weight loss. Yes. It represents something that's more about being better.
Yes. And when you feel that kind of feeling good, you never want to not feel it.
That's right.
Right? If you could follow that sentence along. Let me ask you this. Do you use the app yourself?
Of course. Yeah, I do. You know, I was 40 pounds overweight, not too long ago. And, my parents also were overweight. We were living in Detroit, Michigan. We needed something that was going to help us. Like many other families, we were trying different diets. There were different diets at that time that were sort of all the rage, and so we were trying those. And nothing really helped for us. We would try a different diet, we'd fail, we'd try a different diet and fail. Very, very common. We ended up getting the help of somebody who could really customize a program for us. You know, my dad was on the road a lot. He traveled quite a bit. You know, my mom loved to cook for us, but at the same time was working, so we would cook pretty late and eat pretty late. There were all these different factors. I made choices because I was going to school and eating at school. And so there's all these different factors that went into sort of our lifestyle. What our coach was able to do is really customize something that was going to fit us. So to answer your question, I absolutely use Rise today. And the reason I use Rise today is because I feel really good about my body. And I actually want to continue feeling that way. So I'm working with my coach on not just building new habits, but also maintaining the ones that I already have. And my coach, Anar, who is based in New York, she's keeping me accountable. She's holding me accountable. We're communicating nearly every single day, and she's asking me, you know, I'll take pictures of my food, and she's telling me, you know, here's what was great about dinner last night, and here's what I might make some modifications on. So we're constantly tweaking, we're constantly adjusting to keep me in the condition that I'm in right now. I also have kids, and you know, for me, being a father now is completely different. You know, I have to figure out, you know, how to keep a busy lifestyle, how to continuously be at work, but at the same time, be healthy.
Right, right. Nutrition is key. Rise is the nutritionist in your pocket. Find out more at rise.us. You know, did you ever see that movie, Her? Of course you did.
I did, yeah.
Do you have people falling in love with their coaches on the phone?
That's so funny. Well, you know, you definitely find people who are developing emotional connections with their coaches. You know, that what I've learned, and you know, it might be obvious to a lot of people listening. You know, food isn't just about sort of health. It's emotion. You're making decisions about what you eat, not just based on your hunger level, but based on how you feel. And so, if that's true, what we're finding is that you have this nutrition coach who's helping you. This private nutritionist. Oftentimes, the conversations you're having now via photos, via text on this app, is, you know, about emotion, not just about what you ate, but why you ate it and how you were feeling at that time. And you get these really, really, really interesting and also very deep relationships that get formed on the app, and we think that's really special.
I can't wait to try it myself. I'm really excited about this. I'm going to pass on the savings to our listeners, too. What else do they need to know this morning?
Oh, you know, that's great. You know, rise.us and rise.us. And, you know, we'd love to have you give it a shot. There's actually, in addition to sort of the savings that you're going to be passing on, there's a 7-day free trial right now as well. So if you join over the next few days, anybody who joins is going to get their first 7 days free. And we'd love to take care of you.
All right. And how's that brother, the doctor of yours?
He's doing really well. Thanks for asking. Yeah, no, Sanjay's well. And he's been busy in the new year as always. I've always will be his biggest fan. So we talk multiple times a week, and he's been really, really helpful in thinking through all of this stuff with Rise too.
That's Sunil Gupta. You may know his brother, Dr. Sanjay Gupta, the chief medical correspondent from CNN. Sunil's Rise app is available at rise.us. And because you're listening this morning, you get 20% off your first payment with this code, New Year's 20, all one word, no space, New Year's 20. I'm going to try it too. Looking forward to that. Next, the road to shine. Your life gets better in 2015 with a little help from Lori Gardner.
It's Casey on the Radio, the Health and Happiness Show. Friend it on Facebook and follow it on Twitter, Casey on the radio. Fun and inspiration.
I was brought to the emergency room on a Saturday afternoon after suffering from a headache for about 3 days.
Debbie Aglietti was nervous, but she didn't want to alarm anyone. She had her husband drop her off at the Hudson Valley Hospital Center, No Wait ER, on the way to taking their sons to a basketball game.
Before my husband even came back, I had been seen by two nurses, a doctor, was totally pain-free, and was waiting for the neurology consult. So this No Wait ER is no joke. I did not even sit down in the waiting room.
Debbie's diagnosis, a viral condition. She spent 3 nights at Hudson Valley Hospital Center.
I can just go on and on about this hospital. The way that they care for their patients, the way that they care for each other, it's just a better place to get better.
Hudson Valley Hospital Center practices a different kind of medicine. They call it patientology. For more information, visit hvhc.org or call 1-800-482-4842.
Hello, welcome. It's Pamela Cuccinelle offering you the astrology forecast for the week. The Virgo moon this weekend shines on rituals, workout, create order, literally or figuratively, tend a fire and cook. This is a good time to start a detox or exercise plan. Enjoy a cultural activity, spiritual refreshment, or delight in the company of friends. Monday's Libra moon indicates lovely feelings of wonder with the potential for an early upset or altercation. This can be fleeting or disruptive. Tuesday, you want to keep it light and the doors open for stimulation in the arts, romance, or even a speculative venture. Keep in mind that whatever captures your fancy is most likely fleeting. Let it awaken a spark, but don't expect it to pan out as a major investment. On Wednesday, do not compromise integrity regardless of how frustrating delays may seem. Hold on to the essence of what truly is most important, and you will be satisfied with the result. Narrow your focus on Thursday allows a greater ability to follow through to the goal. Not everything that looks shiny is really as appealing up close. Mark your calendar for a psychic fair to benefit the Barbara E. Giordano Foundation for Women's Health and Education. It happens Saturday, January 17th in Dobbs Ferry, and I'll be there. To find out more, go to my website at insightoasis.com. This is Pamela Cuccinelle. May the stars light your path and have a stellar week.
Read Pamela's monthly forecasts in Natural Awakenings magazine. Lori Gardner has tips to stay happy even if life is crappy, she says. You can sign up for her free inspiration to be sent to your email box every day. This Harvard-educated Jersey girl speaks several languages and worked for 15 years spearheading global school reform. But she wasn't happy. Her book, The Road to Shine, came to her when she took the drastic step of going on a vision quest in the desert. Here's the story.
I was at a point in my life where, frankly, my life was not very much fun. I was 40 years old and, on the outside, doing really well. I was cheerful. I was really successful at work. But truthfully, under the mask, I was dying inside. You know, I was in this very stressful job. I loved the work I did. I was reforming schools all over America and the country, but it was very busy and not much time to myself. I was just working, and unfortunately some of my colleagues and people I was working with didn't really value me. Some were competing with me. I was 40 and still not married, so I felt lonely. I won't even tell you what I was doing with my body. I mean, just so much stress and not eating well. So I couldn't take it anymore, you know? I was like, there has to be something more to my life than this.
Okay, and so what did you do?
So in my case, I had to literally run off, get away from it all, and take a hard look at my life. I had a friend who went on this thing called a vision quest. I didn't even know what that was, but essentially what I did is I ran off to the desert and fasted for a week. And, you know, look, you don't have to do that. Your desert could just be sitting alone in your car or whatever, but for me, I really wanted to get away from cell phones and civilization, and I took a hard look at why am I settling for less? And while I was out there fasting in this beautiful painted desert in New Mexico, this book just came flying out, The Road to Shine, in my leather diary.
Wonderful. You know, I just over the weekend saw the movie Wild with Cheryl Strayed's Wild, which is a similar kind of a quest. And on a gentler note, Elizabeth Gilbert's Eat, Pray, Love is similar. We all have to go out on our own hero's journey and come back and take on our own life. I think it happens to everyone in smaller or larger ways. And this was a large way for you to go out into the desert and have a vision quest. So who was with you on this vision quest?
Well, so the first time I went with a group. And, you know, vision quests are something that Native Americans and other cultures actually do quite regularly to get clarity, because the point of a vision quest is really for you to look at, all right, what's not working in my life? What do I want to let go of, whether it's certain relationships and people that are toxic for me, or certain patterns of my own behavior, maybe even my thoughts. And you're looking at, all right, what do I want to let die, so to speak, and let go of? And then, what do I want to move toward? What is my more ideal future? What would make me happier?
Right. You know, they say we have all the answers inside of us. We do need to set aside the time to quiet the mind and get rid of the noise to hear those answers. So what was the answer for you?
So for me, what really came out was three clear steps of how you can live your life more fully, how we can stop settling for less at work, with our health, relationships, where we live. These three clear steps were really almost like a roadmap. And in the book, I share my journey through this step. But really, the things that I share, they're experiences we've all had. You know, we've all had the crappy job. We've all been in the wrong relationship. We've all abused our bodies and our health, that sort of thing. So the first step is you have to figure out, what is holding me back? Why is my life not the way I want it to be? Why am I not where I want to be? Because I'm not a fan of those spiritual beliefs or psychological methods that say there's something wrong with us, that we're fundamentally flawed. And for me, instead, I think we really do know what we want and what makes us happy and makes our heart sing, but we get so muddied up with day-to-day living that we forget. And it's almost like there's mud on our windshield, so we can't see clearly. And so that's the first step, is what are my blind spots? What are those deeper things that are holding me back?
But you can't point a finger of blame, right?
Oh, well, you could, but you'll stay stuck for quite a while. Sure. Yeah, no. You know, the things, when I say blind spots, one of the readers who read The Road to Shine is this woman, Katie. Katie was great. I mean, she was in her mid-30s, all-natural, kind of artsy woman. She lived in a refinished garage behind her parents' house in upstate Vermont. And she's a really talented artist. I mean, top of her class in art school, but she just wasn't making it financially. She was trying to sell her pottery and really struggling. And so she contacted me after she read The Road to Shine, and she said, you know, Lori, when you wrote that you realized you weren't bringing in more money in your life because a deeper part of you wasn't even aware deep down that it felt you didn't deserve to have money and wealth, you know, because you weren't, I sort of had a childhood where I didn't feel like a lovable, deserving kind of kid. So then Katie had this huge aha too, and she realized, oh my gosh, subconsciously, I'm also blocking myself. And she was sabotaging herself in every job just when she would start to get a promotion. You know, that's when she finally said, screw it, I'll just sell my pottery. And so we did coaching together, and I said, look, let's do a fun attitude shifting exercise. She loves traveling, right? And so I said, okay, you dream about going all over the world, but you're afraid you can't afford it. Do the free part. Go online. I want you to plan every dream vacation you could possibly think of. Like, you have all the money in the world, no expenses barred. And so she had a ball creating all these itineraries for exotic locations. And once she got into that mode of, well, why can't I travel? And this is fun, and it doesn't have to be $5 million vacation. She started really having fun, and then she changed her life. And
right,
so then,
right.
And she's traveling 3 weeks a year because she's on an academic schedule.
Lori Gardner is our guest. Her book is The Road to Shine. And so many of the things that you are saying have been constant refrains on the Health and Happiness Show. And one of them is people need to convince themselves that they are worthy. If you are alive and breathing on the planet, you are worthy. You are here to shine. And the other thing is, you have to take active steps to convince yourself you're worthy. Like, if you think you could never afford that fancy car, go take it for a test drive.
Absolutely.
And when you get that muscle memory of sitting behind that wheel, these things will kind of grow and rise up to meet you. But yeah, we got to, everybody has to look at that part of themselves that says, where am I holding myself back? Where am I not worthy? Steps two and three?
Then the next thing to figure out is, why the heck am I here? You know, why did I come to the planet Earth? What's my passion? What's my purpose? What do I want to contribute that really makes my own heart sing? For some people, they knew it at one time, but either had it squashed out of them or they forgot. And, you know, for some of you, it's like, well, I never really knew. I don't know. I just went from school to maybe college and then a job, and I don't really know what makes my heart sing. And so that's the second step, is discovering or remembering what you came here to do and be.
Right. You know, it's funny. We use the same language. I have a Reiki spa called Shine On Reiki. So, you know, I'm on my road to shine. And something that makes my heart sing is a phrase I use all the time. Because you know when your heart is singing, it's a beautiful thing. And some people may have had a glimmer of what makes their heart sing in childhood and thought, oh God, I can never do that. And it's possible that you can go back later in life and reclaim some part of that.
Absolutely. And you need to pay attention, Casey, to like, what is it that you find, you know, because words are one thing and dreams are one thing, but look at how you're actually spending your time. You know, another great example is I give out these free daily how to be happy even when life is crappy tips and quips if you sign up on my email. And so this one woman, Maria, signed up. She's this cute little Latino woman from San Francisco. She, really those beautiful, colorful woven clothes she loves to wear. And she had a job that paid the bills, but truthfully, she was bored to death. Then she started to feel really frustrated and anxious because now she's almost 50 and she was like, I don't even know how to plug into life and my life is half over. She told me that her big wake-up call was she read the happy crappy tip that said, quit if it doesn't fit. You know you found your purpose when you can't not do it.
Right.
And I said, Maria, what can you not do? And it turned out that when she wasn't at her really boring job, she was spending all of her spare time attending women's wellness retreats. And even when she hardly had any money or she was totally busy at work, every spare moment she was going to these different, especially women-focused, wellness retreats. And so as soon as she realized, well, that's my real passion, I don't know if I can make a living at it, I said, well, imagine if you could. Just picture yourself that that is what you're doing. Would you want to just be a student? And she said, no, I really want to create them. And lo and behold, a friend of hers contacted her shortly afterward in Argentina that he had a piece of land he wanted to sell. It would be perfect for her to have workshops and retreats there. And so as you start to give yourself permission and to focus on, well, noticing where am I excited? What am I doing in my spare time? It's almost like opportunities. This sounds kind of woo-woo or magic or I don't know what, but these people and opportunities literally start popping out of the woodwork to make your passion happen for you.
Lori Gardner is the guest. The Road to Shine is the book, and it's true. I just bought a Nissan Altima. I never saw another one on the road until I got one, and now I see them everywhere. So when you put a new idea out there, like finds like. You'll recognize what else is out there the same. The third step is?
Absolutely. So you've uncovered the blind spots that are holding you back. You've discovered or remembered what your passion and purpose is. Here comes the big step. Now you have to have the courage to actually live that passion and purpose.
Right. And you've got some tips to help you get to there. And one of them is lose the shtick. What does that mean?
That's my East Coast Jersey side showing up. A shtick is like an act. You want to make sure that you're being your most authentic self. You know, for me, the true definition of happiness is when who you really are on the inside matches how you're living on the outside. So what you're doing for work, who you're hanging out with, where you live, everything about your outside world is truly authentic to who you are. It's not an act. It's not a shtick. It's an aligned match.
Celebrate your inner freak. How does one do that?
Well, Casey, that was one of the things that came out actually on the Vision Quest when I was out there. And I have to tell you, you're out there, you are no drugs or anything, just drinking water, no food, and you're out there, right? Just you, yourself. I was under a plastic tarp with a sleeping bag and a journal. That was it. You start to really connect to nature as well as yourself. And I'm literally having this experience where our Vision Quest leader told us, he said, I know this sounds crazy, but I want you to just sit in front of a tree and ask it a question. I mean, I talked to my houseplants a little bit, like, oh, you're looking good today. But seriously, like, I never expected them to answer. But I thought, well, what the hell, you know, let's do this. And I did, and that was one of my first, I just asked an open question, and I wasn't even sure on my second day out there. I said, okay, well, Mr. Tree, or Ms. Tree, I'm not sure how to address you, you know, Dr. Tree, what do I need to know? And that was one of the very first pieces of advice that bubbled up, whether it came from within me or actually the tree, I don't know. But the answer was, you know, Lori, lift the lid. You're being much too serious in your life. You need to lighten up. You know, you have to let out your inner creativity and stop worrying so much about being judged. Because your inner freak is that fun, creative, wild child, you know, the wild child side of you that wants to come out, but you think, oh God, if I do that or say that or act like that, I'm going to be ridiculed or rejected by people I care about.
Right, so we suppress ourselves and all of these natural reactions that we have, we might put a lid on it so we're accepted by the tribe. I get it. The Road to Shine, a story of adventure, life lessons, and Lori Gardner's quest for more. So how can people sign up for these happy, crappy tips? Happy tips.
How to be happy even when life is crappy. Yeah, the happy, crappy tips. Best way is just go onto my website, and you can find me one of two ways. You can either just put in the title of my book, roadtoshine.com, or you can put my name, lorigardner.com, and that's spelled LAURIEGARDNER.com. Roadtoshine.com or LoriGardner.com. Just go ahead and put your name and email in there and I'll start sending them to you for free.
Lori Gardner. Her new book is The Road to Shine. If you'd like to win a copy, send me an email at kacey@whud.com. That's kacey@whud.com. And thank you for rising and shining with me today. You can always get more inspiration at kacyontheradio.com. Have a great week.
You've been listening to Casey on the Radio. Hear more at kacyontheradio.com. The information shared on this show is intended for general information purposes only. You can contact Casey through the website, kacyontheradio.com.